Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Activity Quest, the podcast packed with stuff to do. In this week's episode, Adam is off to the Beaconsfield Art Gallery in Vauxhall, and we're making our very own abstract art. My name's Bex, and every episode of Activity Quest starts with a Fun Kids presenter doing something awesome. Now today, Adam is off to a contemporary art exhibition in Vauxhall in London, and we start by first finding out about the venue itself.
I'm Naomi Ziddefin, and I'm one of the founding directors of Beaconsfield, which is a contemporary art space in central London. And we've actually been in this historic building for 27 years. But if I show you that picture, that is actually how the building was. So it's the historic Lambeth Ragged School, and we're here in the girls' wing. So you can see it's like it was a major classical building, looking not unlike something like the British Museum or something like that, isn't it? And so it's very grand. And it was a philanthropic gesture in Victorian times, and it was specifically for very poor children. And so this was an early school. It was built before the Education Act of the late 1800s, which made public education compulsory for young children. And so you'll find all over London are these ragged schools in lots of different locations, but I think this is a particularly grand one. But I'll walk you into the venue.
Yeah, let's go in, let's take a look.
Yeah, so we've got the garden outside, which I'll tell you a bit more about later when we talk about the wild escape. Nastya's film.
And so just to describe what's happening here, there's three very big screens with some moving pictures on them, a movie. There's some speakers sort of dotted all around the ground here, and these look like sculptures.
Hearts, in fact. If you look closely, it's a little, as your eyes adjust to the darkness, you can see that they're models of hearts, the human heart, and they're sitting in piles of salt. And the name of the work is Salt in Our Blood, in Our Sweat, in Our Tears. And these sculptures are actually made of papier-mâché, which is, you might not guess when you look at them immediately.
Blimey, all of my papier-mâché efforts involve wrapping it around a balloon.
right. Well, this was a little bit more complicated. There was more chicken wire involved. But, it's a very simple technique that you might use in school, actually. But you can see how sophisticated it can become.
So we've just stepped outside and we're going around the back of the building now.
Come into our railway arch.
Oh, wow.
This is where the workshops took place, the plant workshops. And all the pots have, in fact, Ella and I wheeled the pots down the road on a trolley to Rachel's kiln only a few days ago. But if you'd come last week, you'd have seen lots of pots on that, those tables drying out. So this is where they did the workshops with Phoebe and Rachel. And you can see there's still clay and slip. And on Earth Day, there'll also be the opportunity to do more clay things. So not only pots, so the plant pots that have been made are going to, the children are going to come back and collect their fired pots on Earth Day. And then they're going to get a plant, a wild plant, to put in their pot. And so they're going to look after that little plant so that it can attract bees and butterflies and all those little insects that we need to keep the ecological cycles running efficiently in London, actually. So people were also, some of these little people also drawing pictures, and we got a lovely one of amazing Rachel from Mud Gang Pottery, which we're going to have to give Rachel to put up in her Mud Gang Pottery. And then people took some of their bees and butterfly pictures home. But what we're hoping to upload to the big picture are the pictures that were actually etched into the scratched into the pots. So it'll be a different type of image, possibly, to some of the other organisations. And so, yeah, this is our yard. This is our garden yard. And Ella, you might want to talk a bit here.
I'm Ella. I'm a gallery assistant at Beaconsfield Gallery. So, was it last Saturday? The family volunteering workshop. So in the garden, we were making different types of bug hotels. Here we've got some that we made out of dried leaves tied together with string. So the idea is that like bugs and insects can like crawl in between and attract pollinators to the garden. And this one over here is using old tin cans, and we found like dried bits of twig and dried flowers, and there's actually bits of dried pumpkin as well, which is quite nice. And then put them all in a tin and then piled the tins together, so like bees like to crawl down the sticks with the holes in and then attracts loads of different pollinators into the garden.
What's your top tip? If somebody's going to perhaps give this a go at home, what's your top tip for making a bug hotel?
Ooh, I'm not quite sure. Maybe finding as much interesting dried twigs and even bits of cardboard as well, actually, if there's not that much in your garden, and then filling it as tightly as possible so there's lots of tiny, like, little spaces that the bugs can crawl into.
I'm walking up some steps now. We're going to go take a look at the roof garden that they've got here at the gallery. And, oh, it's lovely. We've gone up some scaffolding steps, and there is a gorgeous little roof garden. It's like a small oasis in the middle of London.
Yeah, and the family volunteering group were helping plant up new wild plants. And also we tried to source some rarer varieties, because we learned from the British Museum, in fact, that there are only 53 native species. 53% of native species left in the UK. So we potentially could have, you know, whatever the difference between 53 and 100 is. I'm sure somebody on your programme will be able to work that out very quickly. But we could have a lot more interesting plants and animals in the UK. But we've managed to destroy them. So I guess that, you know, the battle is to rewild the UK in our small way, in our little roof garden. Yeah.
Thanks, Adam.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Beaconsfield, along with a load of other art galleries across the nation, have been taking part in the Wild Escape Project. You can find out more about that by searching for Wild Escape, but it's basically a project to create the world's largest digital artwork, and it was unveiled last Saturday on Earth Day. You can find out more about the Beaconsfield Gallery itself by just searching for that as well. Now, although it's too late to enter Wild Escape, it's never too late to create some artwork of our own, and Georgia is here to give us a hand.
Hey, it's Georgia, and we're going to make our own abstract art collage. To do this, you'll need paper in various colours, scissors, glue stick, markers or crayons, magazine pages with colourful images, paintbrushes, watercolours or acrylic paints, canvas or heavy paper. Start off by cutting shapes out of the construction paper. These can be triangles, circles, squares or any other shape you choose. Remember to get the help of an adult when doing this. Once you've done that, glue the shapes onto the canvas or heavy paper to create an abstract design. Next, cut out colourful images from the magazines. These can be flowers, animals, or anything you like. Glue the magazine images onto the canvas or heavy paper, filling in any blank spaces. We want to fill the whole page. Then, using the markers or crayons, add lines, dots, and other details to the collage. It's time to get the paints out. Mix the watercolours or acrylic paints with water to create a watercolour effect. Use the paintbrushes to paint over the entire collage, blending the colours together. Now it's a bit of a waiting game because you need to let the collage dry completely. And there you have it. You can display your abstract art collage in your home or give it as a gift to family and friends.
Big thank you to Georgia. And just like that, we're done. Remember, there's loads of episodes of Activity Quest that you can go back and listen to anytime you fancy. If you want some more suggestions of stuff to do, just scroll back in your podcast app and pick an episode you like. I'm Bex, and this has been a podcast from the UK's children's radio station, Fun Kids. It was produced and edited by Adam Stoner. Listen to me on your DAB digital radio, online, on the free Fun Kids mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Just say, play Fun Kids every weekday from 4 p.m. See you soon.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.